Welcome to the More Than Money Show. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. We are live this Saturday morning, July the 15th. We're in Hellertown at Neighbors Home and Garden. Absolutely fabulous facility. You have got to see this. If you think you know Hellertown, you don't know Hellertown until you come on down here and check out Neighbors Home and Garden. 7 acres of property, unbelievable facility, everything you can think of to make outdoors lots more fun this summer, and particularly this morning, because even though you've got More Than Money, you've got Gene Dickinson, we're going to talk about your personal financial picture. We're going to answer questions about your investments, your retirement, your income taxes, your estate plan. We're going to talk about all of that without a doubt. I'm going to give you contact information here shortly. We're here for a very special purpose, in addition to getting to meet lots of new friends and seeing a great new part of the Lehigh Valley here in Hellertown. We're raising money for Animals in Distress. It's the Animals in Distress Radiothon this week. And goodness gracious, so much going on. And, hey, who's the leader? Who's the leader of the band? Got to be Mr. Bobby Gunter Walsh. So let's start off More Than Money by hearing from my good friend Bobby Gunter Walsh.
Hey, thank you, Gene. Appreciate it. Going to be heading down there, cooking breakfast, but I'll be joining you the Animals in Distress Radiothon. This is the 40th year for Animals in Distress as a no-kill shelter. 40 years ago, somebody said, I want to do a no-kill shelter. Back in 1977, that wasn't the end thing to do. It is now, but they were real trailblazers in saying that this is the way it should be done. And not only that it should be done that way, but that we want to have people of like mind join us voluntarily. We're not going to go to the government and say, this is our dream, make it happen. This is our dream, we're going to make it happen, and we're going to ask our listeners, and we're going to ask people, well, at the time, wasn't even WAEB wasn't involved. We're going to ask people of like mind to help support a no-kill shelter. And then we got involved with them, and it's been 40 years for them, and I think 34 for me, helping them with the radiothon and our listeners supporting a no-kill shelter with no tax dollars. They don't want it. They don't get federal funding or local funding or state funding. They don't want it. They don't want your tax dollars get taken from you involuntarily. They want you to believe in the cause. So we tell you the rescues, and we do some emotional stuff, too, to tug at your heartstrings a little bit. But we try to appeal to your sense of decency and logic and get you to contribute to a great idea, a no-kill shelter. If you have heard some of the stories and you picture some of those animals out there in the crazy weather of last night and the last couple of days of the heat of the summer, hoping for help, you're that help. And all you have to do is the easy part, write a check to this no-kill shelter. They do the hard part, the rescues and all of the heartbreak that goes with some of those that don't turn out, that don't make it, and then confronting people and all that crazy stuff that goes on. And then they get also the joy of the victories, and there's a lot of them. Over 40 years, thousands of animals saved and thousands of families' lives enriched because they adopted a pet from Animals in Distress. And you look at some of the pets down at the shelter, which you're welcome to do. We're down there tomorrow all day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you look at those animals and think, my gosh, that's alive, and somebody else, it would have died without us. And you hear the stories behind each animal, and you think somebody would have given up on that. And that, boy, that animal sitting there happy and content sure makes them look wrong now. So I'm glad that you believe in a no-kill shelter. We need your help, and there's ways to do it. Come down to Neighbors Home and Garden where Gene is, and I'll be joining him shortly, 38 Main Street, Hellertown, and contribute there. Glenn's kicking it off. Glenn Panic, the owner of he's the general manager, and his dad is the owner of Neighbors Home and Garden, kicking it off with a $500 challenge. If you give $500, he'll kick in $500. We can make a quick $1,000 this morning, and there's a couple of ways to do it. Either give in person there or contribute at 610-967-4417. That's the number for the weekend, 610-967-4417. That's the number at the shelter to use all weekend long, so you can dial that. Your money's being matched, and your gift is tax deductible, and you can pledge by Visa, MasterCard, or check. 610-967-4417. Really appreciate, number one, Gene doing what he's doing, and definitely appreciate the listeners, because time and time and time again, you rise to the occasion. As I'm adding up all the numbers, we finished the week about $2,000 ahead. So if we could keep going this weekend and have the usual weekends we do, we could do what we did last year or maybe a few $1,000 better. We never set a goal any other year except to try to do a little bit better than the year before. This year, on the 40th anniversary, we'd like to do $140,000. Now, our best year ever was 2015 when we did 134 plus. Last year, we did just not shy of 132. So we need to do 8,000 more if we're going to get to that 140. I hope we can do it. That's a goal, and it's a worthy one, and their 40th anniversary. So one way or the other, help out today down at Neighbor's Home and Garden, later this afternoon at Cospia Farms, tomorrow down at the shelter. Thank you to the Vinart dealerships for sponsoring the Radiothon, paying for all the food for the breakfast and lunch, which is free tomorrow. And thank you to Neighbors and Cosby for being such great partners. That's one other thing. I feel blessed by the listeners, but I have to tell you, and you guys know this, we have business owners, partners, who they're just that, they're partners. And it's so, we're so blessed in the Valley to have such good business people that don't say, okay, I'll sponsor it. They're like, they own it. They get into it. They want it to succeed. They bring their passion to it, and they really step up to the plate, and they just own it. We're blessed because time and time again, with all the charities over the course of the year, we find those kind of local business partners. So please support them, because your support and supporting their business gives them the resources to keep supporting all the charities in the Valley that you live in, enriching your lives and the lives of so many people. So thank you to Glenn and Carla down there. Go give them a hug for me. And thank you to Gene, because he's a business owner and he's partnering by being down there and saying, yeah, Gunther, I'll come down and do the show from down there. If that'll help you and help the charity. So we are blessed with so many great partners. So thank you to all of them. Gene?
Gunther, we'll see you shortly.
Yes, I'll be right.
Come right on down.
I've been threatened before.
See you soon,
my friend. See you. Yep.
And indeed, Cosby of Farming. And Gunther is on his way down. And if we understand correctly, he's coming down from Whitehall. We're in Hellertown. Should be here in about 4.5 minutes. Because we've seen Bobby Gunther Walsh drive. We know exactly what he does out there. So if I were you, I'd keep the kids off the streets between Whitehall and Hellertown this morning. Because over the next few minutes, we've got Bobby Gunther Walsh on the way down. And Gunther is very generous to thank so very many people. Let's be very, very clear. There is a leader to this effort, and that's Bobby Gunther Walsh. Bobby's been doing this, as he said, for 33, 34 years of the 40 years of Animals in Distress, and has literally spearheaded the effort to raise hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, and helped through Animals in Distress and all their amazing volunteers save thousands and thousands and thousands, not just of animals, puppies, kittens, dogs and cats, but lots of families too. Because if you're a pet lover the way I am, the way Gunther is, the way so many of you are, you know the impact that dog has on your life, that it has on your kids. You know the impact that bringing that kitten home had on your sons and daughters, and you know that impact goes on for literally a lifetime. And that's the difference we're trying to make this morning. So, yeah, it's more than money. We're going to give you a contact information here shortly. We want you to be part of the show, but we also want you to come down. We want you to make, we made a little bit of an effort. Bobby Williams was here early. Gene's here early. John's in the studio doing his thing and making sure that we're A-okay. Lots going on. Glenn's here. He's cooking breakfast. That's a little iffy right there. I mean, I met the guy. I'm not so sure about the breakfast part, but okay. Just the experience, Neighbors Home and Garden, an experience you really need to see to appreciate. Get some coffee, some tea, some breakfast. See, those are those cool things I was telling you about. Those are unbreakable. They look just like glasses. They're unbreakable. You take them out by the pool. Sorry. There's so much cool stuff to see here. You absolutely have to come down. Now, more than money, indeed. I've got a fistful of emails. I've got an entire system that I'm going to share with you today. If you're interested in retirement, you're either retired or soon to retire or someday hope to retire. I've got an entire system I'm going to share with you. And, of course, I want to take your calls and your emails. And the way we do that is pretty simple. Traditional way, you give us a call, 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. The lovely and talented John Elliott takes your call. And in some miracles of magic, we get it over here. And exactly. We'll have teleprompters. We'll have robos. I don't know what we're going to have. Well, we'll get your answers. If you have an email, that's a great way to reach me this morning as we are live on the smartphone. All you have to do is send it to Gene at askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And happy to answer those questions live on air. And, of course, if you wish to listen or wish to share the show or share the Animals in Distress Radiothon with folks that you care about, maybe somebody who used to live in the valley and now lives further afield, maybe it's friends and family, maybe it's kids or relatives, all you have to do is guide them. Tell them to log on, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. They can listen live. They can ask questions. They can be 100% part of the show, and all they have to do is have access to the Internet, which, depending on the weather, yesterday morning, pounding out of the skies, maybe the Internet goes away for a little bit, but not this morning. Weather report, Dan Holtzman tells me that we're in great shape. We got nothing to worry about. We got a couple high clouds, or we're high with a couple clouds. No, it's a couple high clouds. I knew that was wrong as soon as I said that. But sunshine, it's going to be a nice warm day. Come on down and please join us. Again, 610-720-7900, Gene at askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. All the ways that you can reach us this morning, but please, primarily, come on down to Hellertown. People tell you go to Hellertown, and Neighbors Home and Garden, and be part of the experience. And if you're really, really nice, and if life smiles on you this morning, I might say hi to you, and I might even give them a business card. Hey. That's the kind of guy I am. It's just a give, give, give. 610-720-7900. A young lady emailed me recently. Tough one. I lost my husband very suddenly in March. Thank God I have my daughters close to me and helping me handle this. His work sent me papers about his 401k plan. I just don't want to make a mistake, and I don't feel clear-headed enough to know how to invest this money. I'm hoping to push this decision off until my mind can focus. What would you suggest? Well, first of all, our condolences, and it's just been a few months. And losing your spouse suddenly is, it's way more than just a loss. It's certainly way more than a financial consideration. It's a shock to your system, shock to your emotions. For a lot of folks, it's an absolute shock to your beliefs. But because of my, goodness, 780 years of experience, we've counseled many, many, many people through the loss of a spouse, the loss of a child, losses in general that are in many ways, in many cases, too difficult to even comprehend. And yet, I'm here to tell you that over time, and for some people, time is 3 months. For some people, time is 3 years or anywhere in the middle. You will come through this. You will not only survive, but you'll thrive. And with the help of your daughters, and as soon as I read that, I knew you were going to be okay. I knew you were going to be okay because you've got that support system. You've got somebody that loves you and that you love right there. Now, let's talk about your husband's 401k. Take a deep breath and understand that you don't need to make an immediate decision about how to invest this money. You may wish, I would advise, that you sit with a qualified, experienced financial advisor and understand mechanically what needs to be done, because we absolutely want to get those funds under control and in your name. But we don't have to worry about how to invest those funds immediately or even in the short term. So if you were in the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, we would make sure that this goes one step at a time. We would insist that as you explore your options, understand your options, that one or both of your daughters join us so that you have another set of eyes and ears and somebody you can talk to that heard the same things you heard. But I would suggest that in all likelihood, you'll spend the first step or two simply getting the money from your husband's 401k into an account in your name. That's all you need to. And if you wish to leave it in cash, if you wish to leave it in a money market account or something ultra safe, absolutely not a problem. If you wish to delay the decision-making process about how this money should be invested for the long term, for your benefit, you've got all the time in the world. All the time in the world. So, in my opinion, sitting the first step, sit with your daughter or daughters and an experienced financial advisor. Mechanically, simply make sure that you're taking charge of, that you are securing the funds that are currently in your husband's 401k, and then take your time. And you will know when you feel more confident. You will know when you feel like your head has cleared to a point where you can focus. You will know when your daughters are giving you a little less guidance and listening a little more, because you're absolutely taking charge and you're in a good spot. And whatever time that takes is whatever time it takes. So again, God bless. I pray that you have a strong faith, and that faith will carry you through. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. I've got an email from Tommy. We're going to cover that here in a moment. We're at Neighbors Home and Garden. We're in Hellertown. Get off the Hellertown exit. Come south on Main Street. And just as you're exiting Hellertown on the right, you'll see Neighbors Home and Garden. Fabulous facility. There's basically nothing that you can do outdoors that they don't cover. They've got a tremendous assortment of... all right, for every guy out there that's a manly man, power equipment that goes on for just miles, fantastic. Pets, pet supplies, pet food, pet, of course. Outdoor, indoor furniture, everything to enjoy. And, of course, the nursery. Goodness, just the colors alone from here, absolutely spectacular. Everything that you'd want to see in an outdoor center. It's absolutely fabulous. And just as important today, we are at the epicenter of the Animals in Distress Radiothon. Bobby Gunther Walsh on his way down to join our show. Bobby will be here, I think, until roughly noon. I think that's roughly the time frame. And then he's off to parts unknown, Cospia Farms. Actually, he's off to parts known. So we're in position. The Radiothon ended the week slightly to the good. We've got to be significantly to the good. Glenn Panic, I believe I have his last name correct. Second generation family run business right here. $500 match. Gunther will be here shortly to give you some contact information, phone numbers to call, email addresses, etc. You kick in some money, Glenn's going to match it up to $500. And I can just feel it. Can you feel it already? Can you feel Gunther's presence getting closer and closer? I can feel it. Yeah, he's going to put the bite on me. That's the way he is. Goodness gracious. What am I going to do with this guy? It's just goodness. I'm getting a little something. No, I guess it's just me. 2 minutes. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Quick email from Tommy. Tommy asks, how long do I have to keep my tax records? Eech. It's actually a trick question. Your tax records, if you're not being a bad guy, 3 years. If you've done some things, you're not so sure, 7 years. But almost everybody puts a whole bunch of important financial documents in their tax file that they actually need for lots of other reasons. So don't just simply go to your file, pull out everything that's 8 years old and older, and hit the shredder. Please don't do that, because there's very likely a whole bunch of stuff in there that you're going to absolutely need. So if you're not sure, stack it up, bring it over to More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Nazareth and Bethlehem, and we'll shred it for you, absolutely no charge. But more importantly, we'll sit with you and go through your files so that we make sure that you're not losing something very, very important. I'm okay. John's okay. John's throwing me a curveball. We got a good piece of music, and it'll be here. When we come back, we've got a very, very interesting question that came in this morning about a reverse mortgage, about pulling an awful lot of money out of somebody's house, getting long-term care benefits, and then where does the IRS fit? But hey, here's our theme song for today. Because if you love animals the way we do, all you got to do is give a little bit. That's all it is. Just it's only going to hurt for a moment. And then the check goes out, and you're going to feel fantastic. Enjoy this piece of music. We'll be back shortly. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. All of that and more on More Than Money.
There's so much that we need to share. So send a smile and show you care. I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my life for you. So give a little.
I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Welcome back to More Than Money. You know, that's hard to turn down that. That's hard to prod down the Beatles. Are you kidding me? That is tough. But don't worry, because Mr. John's got us covered. At the top of the hour, we'll get the entire cut of Help. And that's what we're asking to do this morning. We're at Neighbor's Home and Garden. We're in Hellertown. Fantastic morning. Starting to warm up and a little sunshine. And it's just, let me see, it almost feels like a July. That's because it's July. It's the summer, guys, and this is the way it is. It's fantastic. Got lots of rain yesterday, so the nursery plants look fabulous. The colors are unbelievable. You got to come down and buy, like, I don't know, 300 or 400 of those. Drag them home. Take you, what, like an hour? Stick them in the ground. You're going to be so happy. And you're going to be happy because you're going to be happy helping animals in distress. You're going to get free breakfast. Lots of good deals here at Neighbor's Home and Garden. Fantastic opportunities from power equipment to pet supplies to outdoor furniture to nursery plants and all part of the Animals in Distress Radiothon. And you get more than money. Does it get any better? I'm getting a little emotional here. Bobby Guenter-Walsh on his way. He'll be joining our show momentarily. And we'll give him some opportunity to kind of fill you in on where the Radiothon stands at the moment and what's going to be going on later this afternoon and tomorrow. But in the meantime, of course, More Than Money, 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com. That's G-E-N-E at AskMTM.com. And, of course, you can log on to any smart device you've got, from a handheld to a 52-inch wide big screen, morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. Hit the Ask Gene button, all powered by iHeartMedia. A fabulous opportunity to join us coast to coast, California to New York, from Boston to Miami. Gosh, I just named four cities I wouldn't want to be in under any set of circumstances. My apologies. How about the wine fields of Napa to the glorious mountains of New Hampshire? That's a little better. The backcountry of Georgia and the heartland of America. They can all listen. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. 3 years ago, I took out a reverse mortgage, so this email tells me, to get the money for a long-term care policy. I don't recall paying any income taxes on the money I got. And he's got a question mark. Last year, I got a little over $83,000 from my long-term care insurance policy when I needed to be cared for after my surgery. As far as I can see, I didn't pay any income. Do you see a pattern here? I didn't pay any income taxes on those proceeds. I had my return done by a professional. Under the heading of "It sounds too good to be true," is all of this really tax-free? And should I be expecting a visit shortly from the IRS? Well, I got some good news, and then I got some better news. This gentleman's going to be a very, very happy camper this morning. Let's talk about the reverse mortgage piece first. The reverse mortgage is a mortgage. And as our good friend Tiffany Shutta has educated us over the years, the proceeds of a mortgage, when you borrow money, whether it's a reverse mortgage, a line of credit, a first mortgage, the borrowing in that those dollars you borrow are not considered by the IRS to be taxable income. Whether and in this case, because it's a reverse mortgage, doesn't change the facts. So bottom line for us is, 3 years ago when you took out your reverse mortgage, when you got a whole bunch of money, not taxable, and that's absolutely correct. Now let's turn our sights on the $83,000 $1,000. Gosh, can you imagine if that had to come out of your pocket? That would have been pretty painful. Your long-term care policy paid $83,000 on your behalf. Is it taxable? The answer in all likelihood is no. And if your tax return was done professionally, we can make at least the reasonable assumption that your tax preparer is very clear about medical expenses, medical expense deductions, and the fact that long-term care benefits would typically fall in that category of medical expenses. And if you had sufficient medical expenses, along with your other personal deductions, that would cause this $83,000 and perhaps some other income as well to be income tax free. So you are in this, now God bless, you had surgery and you needed extensive care, so I'm not sure that we can dub you lucky, but certainly you planned well. You acquired a policy that has already provided you with tremendous benefits, and you did it all by using a strategy of using the reverse mortgage, paying no income taxes on all that money, using the proceeds from the reverse mortgage to acquire long-term care insurance, and then getting benefits from that insurance and paying no income taxes. I'm thinking you're a pretty smart guy. Up to just a few moments ago, I think you were a pretty nervous guy. But at the moment, I'm thinking you're feeling a whole lot better. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. All the methods that you can do to reach us this morning. If you would like to have your question answered face to face, all you need to do is steer yourself down to Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 South Main here in Hellertown. And do you think Gunther's arrived? Yeah, yeah. You know what? Next time he has a live radio show, guess who's going to be blowing his horn in the parking lot? Hey, hey, hey. So Bobby Gunther Walsh makes his arrival. Big deal. Come on. Whoopee. Yeah, my own fault. You know he's listening in there. Bobby Guthrie, he's just the most amazing man. Oh, he's my idol. All right, I'm getting a little nauseous now, so let's get right back to it. If you want to have your question answered face-to-face, all you have to do is come on down. It is easy to get to. Gosh, off of 78, grab the exit. Come on down. It's a whopping couple miles, and you're right here. And without a doubt, you're going to enjoy. You're not going to just enjoy the experience. We got lots of dogs here already. That's fantastic. We got free breakfast. Glenn, by the way, is a French-trained chef. I think that's what I heard. He took French in school just before he took home ec. Home at his French fries. Got it. Goodness. So lots of opportunity here, not just to enjoy the animals, not just to enjoy breakfast, enjoy Neighbors Home and Garden. Gosh, you won't believe this place. And I'm actually certain that this is going to cost me an awful lot of money being here today. Thank you, Bobby Gunther Walsh. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Gentleman writes, my wife and I are about 8 years from retirement. We're monitoring our investments carefully. What do you see the markets doing for the rest of the year? And what changes should we make to our investments in response? That's a great question. Actually, it's a silly question. But it's hard to understand that it's a silly question because so much of the conversation that goes on in the financial world is all about what's going to happen today, what happened this morning, what's going to happen by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Janet Yellen's going to talk tomorrow morning at 9. The jobs report comes out on Friday. It all sounds like things are happening on a moment-by-moment basis. And, of course, if you're trading stocks, if you're trying to turn a profit on a particular investment in a particular stock, a particular company, if you've got it all riding, it's kind of like being at the casino. If everything you've got is riding on this one roll, this one spin of the dice, if everything's wrong, of course you're going to pay, you have to pay specific attention. But bottom line, of course, is that's not what we're doing here. Or at the very least, it's not what you should be doing here. You've got 8 years until retirement, you and your wife. You need an investment strategy that's appropriate to meet your financial goals over the next 8 years. Not over the next 8 hours, 8 days, 8 months. Now, let's assume just for a second that anyone in this world could predict the markets, could predict accurately what the markets are going to do, which parts of the markets are going to do well, what interest rates are going to do, what Janet Yellen's going to do, what President Trump is going to do, what those idiots in the Congress are going to do. Let's assume for a second anybody could accurately predict that. Now we're on to something. But, several hundred years of experience tell us there isn't a single human being anywhere at any time that can do that. So if we want to talk about what the markets might do, okay, that's just for fun. It's kind of like, you know, talking about my softball batting average. It's impressive, but kind of so what? It's just the way it is. We think that the stock market is going to do reasonably well between now and the end of the year. We don't think it's going to be quite as dynamic, quite as upward turnish, if that's a real word, between now and the end of the year as it was the first half of the year. So we think maybe half as well. That seems to be an appropriate kind of view of the end of the year. We think interest rates are going to rise, but very, very modestly. We listen to Janet Yellen when we understand that she has some concerns about the inflationary environment or lack thereof, really. We think job creation continues at a pretty good pace. That's good for the economy. We are hopeful that President Trump gets some support from the boneheads that form Congress. But we're not optimistic about that piece. We're not relying on that piece in order to get a decent rate of return. As a matter of fact, we don't expect tax reform. We don't expect repeal and replace. We don't expect it. If it happens, I think it's icing on the cake. But in reality, I think next year, 2018 becomes a pretty solid year. 2019 looks pretty solid. Some of the folks that we trust are looking at 2020 as something to have some concern about. So, just for fun, that's what folks like to talk about. They like to hear about. But the bottom line for us is you should not base an investment strategy on a 8-hour, 8-day, 8-week, 8-month strategy, or 8-month perspective, I should say. You've got to look long-term. You've got to have a strategy that's going to be all-weather. And you're carefully monitoring. That's fantastic. If you're ultimately concerned, maybe team up with a financial advisor that can help as well. Speaking of helping, boy, talk about a segue. Mr. Bobby Gunter-Walsh.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. But I don't sound like
it. No, I'm not picking you up either.
How about now?
I got nothing. Now.
There we go. So we're here. The lines are open for the Radiothon at 610-967-4417. 610-967-4417. Glenn, Neighbors Home and Garden is kicking in $500 match. What I find interesting, though, is that these businesses that all give money, they'll give money on behalf of the businesses, and I'm going to say 99% of the time the owner goes, oh, and I'd like to give you a personal check. And I'm thinking, you know, but he gave money. And he's like, no, well, that's from the business. I want to give you my own money. So Glenn's kicking in his own money. besides the 500 as a challenge. So if you get the, let's work on the first 500. But he and his father are kicking in, both separate out of their own personal checking accounts. And so the list goes on, and we've got one of the food reps here that's going to be kicking in some money, too. I'll get the name of that company in a little bit. So we have a lot of matching money here. If we can get you guys to match it, we can come out of here this morning between the match and your money. In 2 hours, we can come out of here with $3,000. And then we have more matching money yet to use between 10 and noon, and then the rest of the day at Cosby Farms. But we can take the match down here at Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street, Hellertown. The folks from Animals in Distress are set up. Glenn's making breakfast. I'm supposed to be helping him, but I'm not. And then I'll get over there later. And then, but the other way to help is, again, your money's being matched. Your gift is tax deductible. You can pledge by Visa, MasterCard, or check. On the phones right now, 610-967-4417 to help Animals in Distress, the no-kill shelter. 610-967-4417. Gene, you've been down there. I mean, we've told the sad stories and stuff, and there have been some tug-at-your-heartstring stories, but you've been down to the shelter. I mean, it's a remarkable achievement when you look at what's done on volunteered money. Huh?
And Gunther, as much as I appreciate the stories of kind of the grimness and the almost back from the dead stories, the part that I personally appreciate, you're absolutely right. I've been to the shelter. We've had many a meal at the shelter.
That's right. Yeah.
After softball games and different events. It's a joyous place.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a happy place. Not just the volunteers, who are remarkably happy and bring tremendous energy to the to their efforts, to their giving. The animals.
Oh, yeah.
They're healthy. They're happy. Cats, sweet like you can't believe, of every variety that you can possibly imagine. And then, of course, the dogs.
Yeah.
With lots of joy, lots of energy, bouncing around.
It's not a depressing shelter.
No,
it is not. This
gosh.
Is not the old shelter. This is really
no.
So well thought out in the way they designed it and the way it's run, laid out, everything. It's just amazing. So, you know that they even did the heated floors for the dogs. It might even be the cat wing, too, but I know the dog wing, so the dogs often lay on the floor, so they're not getting bad joints and all that, the epoxied floors, so they're easy to wash and maintain, the way they have the gates so they can be outside even if it's raining, and then outside on the outside if it's not raining, out in the grass and all that. The cat wing where there's cat hotels and different cats in different rooms, and then the outside of each cat window they hung bird feeders. It's just like to torture them and just
torture the cat.
Yeah. It's just really well thought out. It is really truly a happy place, and that's if you go down there you go, my God, this is worth it. This is worth supporting.
And that's just the first step.
Yeah.
That's just the first step of happiness, of joy, of making a real difference. Because now you've got to use your imagination. You got to be. It's not much of a stretch. Because if you've ever had a dog you loved, if you've ever had a cat that you loved, if you've ever had that pet that made a difference, maybe to your kids or to your grandkids or yourself.
Maybe you when you're going through a tough time in life.
Oh, absolutely, no question about that. If you've ever had that experience, what you need to imagine, what you need to be able to appreciate, thousands of those experiences
over 40 years
multiplied times decades, 40 years of giving thousands of families that love. And where does that go? We can't even imagine.
Right.
We can't even imagine.
Oh, my God.
So you got to head on down if you want to be annoyed by Gunther.
Come on down here in person. Bring your 10-foot pole. Gene and I are here. You got to bring 2 10-foot poles.
Now you're just talking about the women in there.
Yeah,
in our audience.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
They do tend to give us a wide berth.
They do. They stand back as though they're looking at caged animals in a zoo. And I think they're watching. They like when I pick fleas off your back. They really love that part. We're doing that later on. Next hour, that part's coming up.
Well, it's a snack.
Yeah, yeah. But we're down here, Neighbors Home and Garden, 38 Main Street, Hellertown. That's one way to give. The other way, though, with the matching money, please, folks. This is like, here. We're trying to figure this out. And I'm thinking, in what do I need from the listeners to tie last year, or to do the 140,000 to have $140,000 raised on their anniversary? And we, if we make all the matching money and you guys match it, we could be pretty darn close. We'll be a couple thousand short. So we actually need a really supreme effort this weekend. 610-967. We finished the week a couple thousand ahead. But that ahead of last year was our second best year ever. If we're trying to get to 140,000, we need another 8,000 more than last year. And when we add it all up and see the challenge money, if we make all the challenge money, you guys match it, we'll still be a couple thousand short. So we need a really great effort this weekend. Please help us on the phone call, on the phones right now. 610-967-4417. Brought to you, by the way, by the Vinart dealerships. Thank you to them for being such great sponsors. That's the pledge line for the weekend. 610-967-4417. Neighbors is doing propane happy hour. $9.99 to get your propane refilled.
Are you kidding?
No, 18 to 20 pound tank. Their usual happy hour is on Thursdays from 4:30 to 7, and it's $11.99, which is a phenomenal deal. Today, while we're here, and actually till noon today, to get you to come down here and support the animals, maybe you take the extra money you save, give it to the animals. $9.99 to get your propane tank refilled till noon today at Neighbor's Home and Garden. There's tons of pet stuff on sale.
Yeah, go ahead. You don't think you could have told me that yesterday?
I thought you listened every day.
Thank you so much.
I thought you listened every day.
No, you didn't announce
it. Yes, I did. You have that poster of me in your office.
That's Natalie Merchant, the voice of an angel. That's telling us that we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And I got to walk right over Bobby.
Yeah, you love me.
He'll be going on. Actually, you can keep talking. Nobody's going to be hearing you. But you can keep talking. We got Natalie Merchant saying we're top of the hour already. We got an hour in and only an hour left of this show. Bobby Gunter Walsh here until noon, but we're taking your calls, 610-720-7900, and your emails, gene@askmtm.com, and you can go online, morethanmoneyonline.com. Folks, stick with us. We're at Neighbor's Home and Garden in Hellerton.
Just got that.
And happy to be with you. Back after this on More Than Money.
I need somebody,
help,
not just anybody,
help,
you know I need someone,
help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind,
I'll open up the doors.
Being
round, help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Now my life has changed in so many ways.
My independence
seems to vanish in the haze.
But
every now and then
I
feel so insecure.
Yeah.